Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela and Polokwane 19 grade.
First crash of the afternoon. Limbro Park, N3 southbound. There's been a crash at Marlborough Drive, queuing traffic. Also, slow moving traffic in Bedford View, entering northbound on the link to the N12 east at Galoolies.
Die soektog is aan die gang na twee vermeende onwettige mynwerkers wat ondergronds vasgekeer is na rotsstorting naby Rustenburg in die Noordwes. Inwoners sê die voorval illustreer die voorgesette kwessies van onwettige mynbou in die gebied. Hulle vra die regering om op te tree. So die PAO het verskeie wanbetalende ondernemings in Ormonde en Selby ontkoppel wat sowat 32 miljoen rand skuld. Die inkomste invorderingsoperasie het ook verskeie eiendomme geteken, insluitend 'n paneelmaatskappy met uitstaande skuld van meer as 8 miljoen rand. So die PAO sê Isaac Mangena.
For us it is really concerning that customers continue to disregard legal channels, especially the businesses. These are the people that are actually making profits and can basically be able to pay for electricity service and support the city and city power in terms of maintenance and reinvesting in the network so that they can have an uninterrupted supply of electricity.
Die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur, Dean McPherson, het beloof hy gaan beslissend optree teen die konstruksiemafia wie se gewelddadige bedrywighede projekte ontwrig en lewens in gevaar stel. Na 'n vergadering met die LER vir openbare werke en infrastruktuur in KwaZulu-Natal, Martin Meyer, het McPherson planne aangekondig vir 'n nasionale spitsberaad. Hy sê wet en orde is noodsaaklik vir beleggings en om ekonomiese groei te stimuleer.
We will never be able to attract additional infrastructure investment and turn our country into a construction site while this lawlessness continues. This is why it is imperative to host this important meeting with public works MECs across the country and ministers in the law enforcement and security cluster to develop a comprehensive plan to turn the tide against the construction mafia, to not only attract additional infrastructure investment, but to protect the lives of our people.
Nou na Limpopo waar 'n verdagte in hegtenis geneem is nadat menslike oorskots in 'n geslote put toilet by 'n skool gevind is. Die ontdekking is gister in Gariba buite Burgersport gemaak. Polisie woordvoerder Lani Mashaba sê die polisie die skoolterrein begin deursoek nadat hulle 'n wenk ontvang het.
The remains are yet to be identified and forensic investigation will determine the identity and cause of death. The Provincial Commission of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has welcomed the arrest and urged committee members to remain calm and allow the police to do their work.
En teen slotte, 'n man met longkanker het die eerste pasiënt in Brittanje geword om 'n nuwe proef en stof te ontvang om sy liggaam te help om die siekte te beveg. Janus Rausch het 6 inspuitings ontvang, sowat 130 pasiënte met longkanker by 6 hospitale is deel van die studie. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. Search operation is underway for 2 suspected illegal miners trapped under a rockfall in a village in Rustenburg.
Yay, man. Listen, before you go, I've got a trio of South African anniversaries. Some of them are not so lekker. Yeah, it was 3 years ago today that the whistleblower activist Babita Diokaran was murdered. Six murderers convicted in 2023, huh?
So sad.
Unbelievable. The other one, it's a little bit of better news. We would like to wish a very, very happy founding day to an amazing charity organization. Gift of the Givers is 32 Woo! Years old today. Thank you for everything you've done. And the last one. Do you know what happened on this day? Because I know we weren't there. 1862, Greenpoint Common, Cape Town.
A fireworks display.
Fireworks, no. On this day, 1862, at Greenpoint Common in Cape Town, the first rugby match ever played in South Africa took place. It was officers of the army versus gentlemen of the civil service. And he